There's been mud on my soul. There's been anger inside me. There's still unforgiven deeds that now it's time to free. I've been trapped inside so long. Don't remember how to live. How much of life has passed me by as I slept inside my dreams. Oh yes, sip the waters too. Let them wash all over you.
Now is the time for striving to end. Now is the time for broken hearts to mend. Now is the time for loving each other. Now is the time to take care of our brothers. Now is the time for bridges to build. Now is the time for overcoming strong wills. Now is the time for doing good deeds. Now is the time to fall on our knees. Let us see. Let us use our time wisely. It's precious indeed. Moments are swiftly fleeing, and to you I plead. Let us all work together and make our Lord proud. We are one nation under God. Proclaim it long and loud. Now it's the time. The time is here and time is now. We live somewhere in future, filled with hopes, filled with dreams and filled with desires. And desire is like a drug, and desire is a sort of addiction. Think of the future. The present moment is lost. Desire is like alcohol. It makes you intoxicated and lost. And desire is something of the future. Dreams and hopes and desires, they just make you a slave. And so also the past, it's already gone. It doesn't exist. And yet, it has such a mighty hold over us. The past memories, the past indulgences, the past hurts and traumas, the past deeds and their repentance, they don't allow you to live this moment, which is now. The man's mind is filled with unknown fears, and the worst fear is the fear of the unknown. Fears are unknown, and the worst fear is the fear of the unknown. What is going to happen today? We hear in Murli so often this phrase, ab nahi to, kab nahi, if not now, then never. This is moment. This moment is the best moment of our life. Now. Past is already a memory, and future is an imagination. And this now is soon becoming past. So all attempts should be to make this moment the best moment of life. This moment full of joy. This moment full of peace, this moment, full of happiness, fearlessness, this moment, without any exhibition or show off. Be what you are, the real you. There was a man and he was traveling by flight for the first time. But he did not want to show others that I am traveling for the first time. And he behaved as if, I usually travel by flights. There is nothing new for me. And to make himself comfortable, when he sat on his seat, he started speaking with the fellow passenger. When you speak, your fear reduces. He doesn't want to show that this is his first travel. So he says, oh, what a terrible height. People appear like ants. The fellow passenger says, we have yet not taken off. They are ants. The desire to exaggerate, the desire to show off, the desire to modify, the desire to suppress, the desire to tamper with truth, the desire to be that which we are not, takes us away from now. That's why Baba says, do everything what you want to do in this moment, rather than getting lost in dreams and hopes, in desires or past repentances. And the worst emotion is the emotion of guilt. Somebody has committed some sin, some crime, or something wrong in the past. But the guilt which is associated doesn't allow the person to do anything now. The best tapasya is to forgive oneself and begin anew. Get rid of this guilt. Yes, the sin, the crime, the misdeed, the sinful action which was performed, we are not trying to justify that. But the guilt which is associated with it is dangerous. Now, this perhaps is the greatest obstruction, the greatest hindrance in the future progress. Forget it. The past is gone. The past deeds are gone. Now let me start everything now with redoubled energy, with renewed vigor. Because in thinking of the past, in thinking of the past deeds and leading the life of guilty person steals away the now, the present, this moment. And from the another point of view, the world is very unpredictable. There is no guarantee of time. Persons, you never know. They will change. Places, they will change. Now the place where you are is the best place to do purushartha or effort. The persons you are with, these are the best people in the world. With whom? Those who are unsupportive, those who are critic, those who are your oppressor and opposers, those who don't support you at all. Perhaps these are the best people in the world because you know them at least. So they are familiar opposers, familiar critics, and familiar oppressors. You never know if you go to a new place to know those new critics, it will take so much time. So good that, because this is a familiar Ravan, which is better than the stranger Ravan who is waiting for you at some other place. So this is better. So there is no guarantee about time, about place, about person, about circumstances. You feel that these circumstances are very much adverse, very much incongenial, they are not good. But you never know. The circumstance which is going to come tomorrow is the worst. So accept everything, time, place, person, circumstances, things, objects, nature of seva you are having now is the best seva, this moment. People stay here and they live in the world of dreams. If this happens, then I will start doing efforts. My timing should be good. My seva should be good. People around, they should be very gyani and yogi souls. They are. But I don't see them. They are gyan in practice. So, the time is lost in thinking of all this. Best is the internal acceptance, which is must. If that is not there, your learning stops. You live in the world of dreams. You don't know what, you don't know where you are going. Like a man, there was a man, he got drunk, fully drunk. It was past, half hour past, midnight. He reached his home and knocked at the door. His wife opened the door. He said, "Is Mr. John here?" "He is John." So he asks, "Where does Mr. John live?" His wife says, "This is too much. You are Mr. John." He says, "That's okay, but that does not answer my question. I said, where does John live?" That was my question. So you are living here and you ask where I live. You are with him and you ask where is he. You are with yourself and you ask where am I. Because you are lost. Come back to yourself. What you are showing is not you. This is a pseudo man. This is a pseudo woman. This is a false identity. We tell people that this is the result of false identification. Your soul, not body. Because of this false identity, all sorrows are happening. We keep on teaching people. But we ourselves are living the life of false identity. I am this. But I show myself to be this. So we have three aspects. One, the one who am I. The second, I want to become. And the third, what people see me as. So in each person, there are three persons. So how many people are here? Each one, there are three. 300. We live in the world of masks, coverings, show-offs and exhibitions. Spirituality is to break free from all that is not me and come to real me. Spirituality is to get rid of the past and future. Destroy past and destroy future. Parascience says, these are pseudo time. The only real time is this present. When you sit here, just sit here, forget. What happened last night? What happened at night? What is going to happen in future? Be focused. And in this moment, the joy will come. Now, resonate with this moment. Resonate with the music which you are hearing at present. Regarding times, Baba says, there is no guarantee about time. And also there is no guarantee about your own life. Whatever you want to do it now. If you want to praise somebody, praise him now. Because a dead man cannot read what is written on his tombstone. Dead man cannot see the flowers which are put on his altar. Whatever good you want to do that today, now. Whatever you wanted to do always, do it now, today, this moment. Don't wait. If you feel you have done something wrong, go and seek forgiveness now. Seek pardon now, this moment. If you feel you are on the wrong track, come back. The train has already started. And after half an hour, you have realized you are sitting in the wrong train. Now what to do? You sit and cry. Somebody has sat from Mount Abu. He wanted to go to Delhi. And after 1 year, 1 hour, he realized this is a train going to Chennai. What is the best option? To sit and cry. Oh, I am sitting in the wrong train. So you will reach Ahmedabad. And after some time, you will reach future stations. And you will keep on crying, oh, I'm sitting in the wrong train. Pull the chain. It's better to pay fine, but to get down, rather than reaching Chennai. But that's not your destination. Get down, come back, and restart. And you will find that many who are there, they are already much ahead of you, but that's good. Rather than sitting in the wrong train and going ahead, the train going towards God, the train of Srimat, and the train of Paramat, Manmat, Janmat, whatever Baba says, get out of that. Alight and board new train. The train is waiting for you. It is invisible. Like the train going to, like Harry Potter's train. Invisible. 13 number, which is not written. So this moment is the most important moment, is the most precious moment, is the most valuable moment. Enjoy it. Live it in the worthwhile manner. Wherever we are, wherever, in whatever position, whatever situation, whatever circumstance, make the full use of it. We have seen in hospitals so many patients get admitted. Some are most miserable and some are very happy. A critical analysis, a detached observer's view, that some are unhappy from the very moment they are admitted, till the last moment. Their unhappiness has so many reasons. Nothing is good. And when they are about to get discharged, the issues about, they create something about payment and all. But they are unhappy from the day one. And there are others who are happy even before that. They are happy all the time. Everything pleases them. Everything makes them happy. Though both are getting the same thing. But they are so full of gratitude. So much full of gratitude. So much full of happiness all the time. And another group, they are full of complaints. Nothing but complaints. Why this thing happens? The complaint is in fact in the mind. The mind is restless, full of desires, full of expectations. A cartoon shows, says, this is my favorite day. Which? Today. Which is your favorite day? Today. 1st April. This is my favorite day. There never was a day like this. Best day of my life. Now. This moment. This is the entire spirituality, in fact. In this moment is the condensed moment of all the life experiences. If you are unhappy now, probably your past life was a saga of unhappiness. This moment is carrying in itself the crux, the gist, the essence of entire past. And this moment is also the seed of the entire future. If the seed is full of unhappiness and complaints, probably the future would be likewise. If this moment is full of sorrow, that also shows your past was full of sorrow. We are the creator of destiny, not just destiny. We are the creators of drama. To say that whatever will happen in drama, let it happen. No. There are two dramas, the bigger drama and the smaller drama. Smaller drama is the drama of my life. I decide today what I have to do. Today, Friday, 1st April, I decide whether I want to waste my time or utilize my time. This is in my hand. I am the master of my drama. I am the lord of my drama. I am the captain of my drama. I create drama. Nobody has created that for me. The pen is in my hand. I will write. I am the director as well as actor. And the best prize of the drama goes to me. The best actor award goes to me. The best actress award goes to me. Best supporting actor award goes to me. Best music award, best song, best lyrics, best choreography, best composer, everything goes to me. I create my drama. I am the best writer. Script writer, everything. Best. I am the best dancer. I am the best singer. the best singer award goes to me because I sing, I create lyrics, I compose songs. I am the center of this universe. So, this moment, now, if not now, never. Ab nahi to, kab nahi. Om Shanti.